You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, chat.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
That was Icing on the Cake by Grace Ives. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone else, we have a special guest in studio today. We have Josh Nelson, a.k.a. Josh Probably, from Auckland Scene Fest. How are you going?
Good. Kia ora. How's it going?
Good. Good. My impulse was just immediately to be like, how have you found the weather today? Because we were just talking off air about how annoying it is to talk about the weather on radio. But yeah, no, you were in today to have a yarn about Auckland Zine Fest, which the stallholder applications are open right now until the end of the month?
Yeah, to the 1st of June.
So nice.
About 2 weeks left, I think.
Awesome. So how would you kind of pitch Auckland Zine Fest to a newbie?
So it's like it's a festival of like self-publishing, arts and writing, and like little fun little books. So we hold Market Weekend at the Auckland Art Gallery in the first weekend of August this year, which will be super exciting. And then throughout the month after that, we're going to have like workshops and talks and stuff, and ways that you can get involved with making zines.
Nice, cool. Nice. How long have you guys been going on for now?
Oh, no, I should have prepared the answer to this question.
You can take a guesstimate.
Ages. Let's go.
A good while.
I think so. I feel like maybe it's 2003.
2003, 2004, 2005 is what I feel like I've read somewhere.
It feels like the vibe is...
That's kind of like whenever... Yeah, you just go away some vibes. Like, what's the right sort of like zine-making moment? Yeah, but it does feel like it's a really special year, kind of being the first one that feels truly unaffected by COVID, of course. I think I just barely managed to squeeze in going to Auckland Zine Fest 2021 like a week or two before COVID properly hit, and then last year was kind of like the masked up version of everything. What are you guys gonna have planned for this year?
We've got the Market Weekend, which will be exciting. That's at Auckland Art Gallery. It's the 5th and 6th of August, so that's like our big kind of opening day. Usually it's at the end of the month, but we've kind of swapped it around this year so that we can like get people involved in the workshops afterwards, because sometimes you don't hear about it until the actual market weekend, and then like, what else can we do? And you're like, nothing.
It's over.
Wait a year.
Yeah.
There's going to be workshops, stuff like printmaking, cartoony stuff, writing workshops, and that'll be like all around Auckland.
Nice. And I mean, it does a good job at kind of like, I think the reason that zine making has sort of like really appealed to me over the past year, and yourself as well, and pretty much everyone who goes to these sorts of events, is just because of kind of the creative breadth that you could go about with this medium of comics, writing, poetry. Pretty much anything that can be printed out can be used in this medium. And like, do you think that there's many barriers to entry for people to get into it?
No, like I think the whole like zine thing came out of like a DIY punk vibe anyway. So like, sometimes the worse they are, the better they are. Like, we do a thing every year called the 24-hour zine making challenge, which is you literally get like a prompt and you have 24 hours from the time that we start to make a whole zine. And like, I've done that and my zines are bad. They are awful. But that's like, I don't know, that's part of the spirit of zine making, is that like, it doesn't have to be polished. It doesn't have to be like a professional looking thing. It can be like, you can go, there's no like roof on it, so you can go like as wild as you want, but the barrier is the floor.
It's the same theory of just kind of like lo-fi music and lo-fi pretty much everything, although people just use that term to describe any form of art now that's like slightly intentionally low quality, but it does apply really well to zines, and I think that there's like a lot of cool stuff coming up. Is there anything that you guys have been like really wanting to hit for this year, any new goals that you haven't really tried out before?
Yeah, I think just getting as many people involved as possible. I know like we've got talks and stuff that we're going to hopefully announce soon that are really exciting, and we'd love to get more people along to stuff like that. Fill up the workshops, things like we do like speed zining, which is like speed dating, but you kind of make zines about each other and stuff, which is, a lot of fun. But just getting as many people involved as possible.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess the main thing is that market applications are open right now. Like, as in, you can pause the show. You can't really pause radio, but you can listen to the show in the background.
Try.
Yeah. Go to AucklandZineFest.com?
Yeah, I think so. Or .co.nz.
One of the two.
Just go to our Instagram, AucklandZineFest, at AucklandZineFest, I guess.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a link in our bio to go apply. there's the way that we've got it set up, there's like three tiers of sizes of tables. You can get like a full table if you're like maybe part of a collective, or if you're like, I have so much stuff. Or you can do a half table if you've got like a few things that you want to sell, or give away or trade or whatever you end up wanting to do. Yeah. And we also have a community table. So if you have made a zine for the first time and you're like, I don't want all that pressure, or maybe you haven't made a zine at all and you'd just like to be part of it and you'd like to like volunteer and help out at the community table. That's like, yeah, heaps of cool ways to get involved.
Yeah. And what would you say to sort of young people who are looking at this and thinking maybe they've attended that's one thing to quickly note on, like, the Auckland Zine Fest market. What sort of things do people sell there? Especially, have you done the multi-tier thing before?
Yeah, we have, like, less formally, but this is kind of, I think we've
What's the multi-tier thing?
Sorry. Oh, the different table sizes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a very technical term.
It is.
But, like, no, it's going to be really cool, and it's interesting because I think it might seem like there's a lot of pressure if you're going to take up a half table by yourself or a full table by yourself. And that's part of the reason why there's the community zine option there. That's part of the reason that there's so much accessibility within this event. But people who might be thinking, hey, I've got a lot of stuff, or I'm going to be trying to make a lot of stuff. I kind of want to do a full table, but I don't know if I'm qualified enough. I don't know if I'm cool enough to go into these things. What sort of, what would you say to them to get them encouraged to take part?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely no barrier of coolness that you have to hit. Like, they let me in there, so
there's a quota that you have to fulfill.
Yeah. There's strict qualifications. No, but you can, like, there's photos and stuff on the application form that will kind of show you the size of the tables as well. If you're like, you want to like mentally map out like your zines and be like, well, this is exactly how much I'll be able to fit. But generally, like, if you're one person, a half table is like a good amount of space. Like, you'll be surprised how much space you have. And then, yeah, if you're like a collective, or if you want to go with some friends, you know, like, I think we've had school groups come through and do it as a group together. Like over communicate zine. So I think, yeah, there's no barrier. Just like get a vibe for it. Have a look at some of the photos from previous years and you can just get into it.
Yeah.
And what kind of workshops are you running to entice people along?
I don't think we've officially announced any of our workshops, but things we've done in the past are things like printmaking workshops, general like cartoons and comics workshops, writing workshops, things like the speed zining and 24 hours zine making challenge. That kind of stuff is the vibe of probably what we'll be working on through this year.
Mm. Do you know how much of the month it's going to be taking place?
So we're basically just taking over the whole month. We're just, it's...
the zine takeover.
August is zine month now.
Nice. We should just make that, like, the national zine month of Aotearoa. Although that'd be quite ish. What else is going on across the country? We've got, like...
Double check we're not accidentally stealing anyone else's month.
We've got Ponica Zine Fest happening, I think, tomorrow down in Wellington. Yeah. So if there are any Willy listeners going on, then, like... We've kind of got a bit of camaraderie, I feel, across all of the zine fests in the country, which is another really great thing about this, is that there's a strong community feel of you're able to sell yourself, you're able to really, like, meet the other artists and learn about ways that you can collaborate them. I mean, you mentioned the school groups coming in before. Do you think this is really a good space for tamariki and young people to be experimenting with their art?
Yeah, totally. Again, like, there's people of all different ages, you know, like, there's no limit of professionalism that you have to hit. Kids, zines are super cool because kids can make them as well. You know, like, it's literally just paper and staples. Like, they're probably doing that anyway.
Yeah, true.
I think if kids want to get involved, that's awesome.
Awesome. I think that covers us off. Just to remind our listeners how much longer to people have to put in their ZineFest stallholder applications, and what should they do to apply?
Yeah, awesome. So just head to the Auckland ZineFest Instagram page and you'll be able to click on the link in the bio, and there'll be a link to the stallholder applications, and they close on the 1st of June.
Awesome. Well, I'm very, very excited to head down to Auckland ZineFest this year, and I think that the mahi that you guys have been doing over the past however many years has been incredible. I'm really looking forward to it, and I think that we're going to have some great, great zines made this year.
Awesome. Sweet.
Cheers. Do a quick sting.
Furious Artists with Francis and Liam. So you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
So good at radio. Are there going to be any snacks? Auckland Zine Fest do we know?
I think if you're a stall holder, there will definitely be snacks. We have like a breakout room
where
you can go, because sitting at a table and talking to people is exhausting.
You can get through
sustenance.
It.
Otherwise, it's, yeah, at the market weekend, it's the Auckland Art Gallery, and their cafe is pretty mean.
Oh, true.
Yeah, they do like a bagel with peas on it. It's, it's extremely good.
Like, that sounds weird.
Nah, get amongst it.
Okay,
There's a lot of controversy around
I tried it.
There's a lot of controversy around the combination of, like, carbs and peas. Mm. Like, the other day, Stella from Breakfast was posting cheesy peas on toast on her Instagram story.
Yeah,
I believe in cheesy peas and in toast supremacy. I reckon cheese and peas and carbs.
Cheese and peas and carbs and toast.
Yeah.
All the classics. We've got some Jasmine Mary coming up. This is her new track,
nice.
Wet Mouth. We'll be back after this with the art guide.
Was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.